It's no fun being an illegal alien. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Well, you're giving me all kinds of ideas to go out and find bumper music for.
That's of course. Well, that's just because that some of these things that we find, Charles, to talk about have already got a soundtrack set to them in one form or the other. And I think that we need to just expand our listeners' horizons a little bit musically. So, yeah, I hope you can pull that up and we can put that in there as we're getting this final prep and final produce before it goes on air. So the reason why I very poor rendition of that song is that there seems to be momentum building for something that I'm not sure how to take. I'm not sure if this is a bad thing or if ultimately it's a good thing, Charles. But according to an article in the CNSnews.com website by Craig Bannister back on the 17th of May, yeah, okay, folks, this was from last week, so we're just getting around to it because there's been just so many good things to talk about, and you've heard most of them if you listen to us regularly. And if you don't listen to us regularly, you can go back and listen to them at our website because we have all of our show archives up online at principledpolicy.com. But in this article by Craig Bannister and CNSnews.com, titled, Is There Any Benefit Left to U.S. Citizenship? Mr. Bannister is marking the fact that a record number of American citizens are renouncing their United States citizenship. And we know we've heard in the past before from various, shall we say, Hollywood luminaries who have threatened to renounce their citizenship over whatever it might be. I forget who was it Alec Baldwin who was going to move to France or some other person, John McCain got elected, that they'd move out of the country. Or even going back maybe if George Bush got reelected, that they would become a expatriate.
Well, Johnny Depp actually did when George Bush got elected.
I got to give him the courage of his convictions. He decided to move to France. Now, honestly, living on the French Riviera may not necessarily be the worst thing you could do in life, especially if you're a Hollywood movie star, super movie star who's making tens of millions of dollars a year or per movie. But the point
is, you and I have a mutual friend who does live on the French Riviera.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yep. And he is as patriotic an American as I can think of, but he really likes living on the French Riviera. And I said, yeah, rough duty. Not bad if you can afford it.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting because Mr. Bannister's article, as he was talking about this record number of people renouncing their citizenship, he also gave us a link to an online guide that basically asks and answers your various questions if you're planning on expatriating, Chuck. If you're planning on leaving the country in order to, most of the time, Charles, when somebody becomes an expatriate of America, especially, and they move to a country, it's usually because of tax issues. It's usually because they're making lots of money and they don't feel that they should be taxed at the rate that our current government taxes those who are very successful. And so a lot of people do things like have offshore accounts or hedge funds or things like that where they can shift their money to try to reduce their overall tax exposure. But sometimes it just gets to the point where these people just decide, you know what, it would be just so much easier if I just renounce my citizenship and move to France or wherever it might be that they want to move to, Switzerland or Sweden or wherever, you name the country. I don't think very many people want to move to Guinea-Bissau or Pago Pago, but those may be some options. But this website called renunciationguide.com is basically a large website of an FAQs on how you can expatriate. And the first question, I think, Chuck, is especially from our perspective, and yes, folks, this is Friday, so we're having a little fun today. The very first question, where in the U.S. Constitution is the right to expatriate? Chuck, where is it?
Well, according to this, and I could have told him this without even bothering to look, is that it's not there.
That's right. it's not.
And it's not in the Declaration of Independence either.
That's right. And I think this site's trying to debunk, because I guess there's a lot of websites out there that are supposedly purporting to help people learn how to expatriate, that basically make a lot of claims that there's a right to do it in the Constitution of the United States. Now, the Constitution of the United States is an operating document for our governance of this country and secures protections by limiting the three branches of our federal government from the mischief that they could be making, although in order to have the checks and balances work right, they actually have to impose them upon each other. But well, there's nowhere in there that gives you the right to expatriate if you don't like what's going on in the country.
But it is tacit. For those who don't know what that means, it means it's unspoken. It's unspoken in the form of the fact that you can become a naturalized American citizen. That is a recognition of the fact that you have the right to leave one country and take up residency and citizenship in another.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Now, Chuck, we've also talked about on this program in the past about some bills that are out there, including one that the Enemy Expatriation Act, which would, if the federal government determined that you were being bad, and not to a level of treason against the United States, but just to a level of, we think you're consorting with or aiding and abetting terrorists, we can pull your citizenship and expatriate you involuntarily.
Oh, absolutely. So apparently, if the government can do it to you, you can do it to yourself.
Right. So anyhow, this whole website gives you all these FAQs. They just go all the way down through here about what do you do this, et cetera. How do you go about doing it? Where do you file the paperwork? You can do all this stuff. But the key what it gets down to, Charles, is that now that more and more people are figuring out that I'm extremely successful in this country, but that just means that I am just going to get taxed to my teeth. And so they've decided, forget it. I'm not going to be a member of this country anymore with this tax rate. I'll go somewhere else where I can hide my money. Well, in 2011, Charles, 1,800 people in the United States renounced their U.S. citizenship or handed in their green card. So in other words, these were foreign national or naturalized, or those who were being naturalized who just decided, I don't want to do this anymore. So that's a record. They started publishing, the IRS has a list of those who've renounced their citizenship, and they've published for only about 13 years. So last year set a new record. 1,800 people said bye-bye to this country. Now, one of the most well-publicized ones was one of the co-founders of Facebook, who recently gave up his U.S. citizenship, but said it wasn't for tax reasons. Now, I think that's interesting because Facebook just went through an IPO, initial public offering, where they were selling stock, which means that they are going to make boatloads of money. I believe that that might not have been the most honest answer that this individual could have given as to why they expatriated.
Well, it turns out that sort of face planted anyway.
It did.
Sure, they made money, but they didn't make anywhere near as much as they thought they were going to. This is not the time to launch something in which you're going to make $250 million. It's the money just isn't there. I know the last thing I was going to do was buy Facebook stock. I still haven't figured out how you make money with that particular operation. But what's interesting about this, Barry, I thought one of the funniest things I saw here, and it's sort of typical United States, up until 2010, it cost nothing to renounce your citizenship. Now there's a $450 fee, which sort of tells you what the problem is in the United States that people are looking to get out. If you recall, in the late 1960s, the Beatles came out with a song called Taxman.
Yes, that's right.
And one of the reasons they came out with that, now these are the Beatles who were basically socialists. They were all for the welfare state, were complaining, and in fact expatriated themselves from Great Britain because of the tax structure. What's happening here in this country is our tax structure is becoming so onerous that people are moving to places like Belize and Costa Rica and Panama and the Cayman Islands and places offshore in order to escape the onerous taxation. That's just the bottom line. You can tell when the tax system is getting completely out of hand. And it's not just taxes, it's the regulatory picture. It's getting completely out of hand when people with means leave. And that's what's going on here.
That is what's going on. Again, and this is last year's 1,800 was, I believe, what they said, four times the number than the previous year and more than the last 4 years combined. So a lot of people are leaving the country, but it's interesting because, and like I said, this was an article by Mr. Bannister and CNSNews.com on May 17th, that the Democrats in the United States Senate introduced the Expatriate Act. Now, Chuck, the Expatriate Act is an interesting piece of legislation. Like I said, this was introduced by Senate Democrats. And this was actually driven, Chuck Schumer, who's from a Democrat from New York State, this was in response to the gentleman's name, I find his name was Eduardo Saber, who is one of the co-founders of Facebook, who was leading the country. So Chuck Schumer, who can never pass up an opportunity to be in front of the cameras,
yeah, that's right.
And to make an absolute complete and utter fool out of himself doing so, has announced a new bill that the Expatriate Act that would basically tax a mandatory 30% tax on capital gains of anybody who renounces their U.S. citizenship. So in other words, if you renounce your citizenship but you still are reaping any kind of revenues from the United States or from something you're invested in the United States, you're going to pay 30% up front. Well, the big problem is that's what's driving people out of the country in the first place is the tax structure. Right now, some people actually have dual citizenship, Chuck, because we don't allow it for natural-born or naturalized U.S. citizens to hold dual citizenship. But other countries do. They allow you to take citizenship in the United States, but never renounce your citizenship in their country. But what they're finding out now is the IRS has been now starting to enforce a couple of things on their books that's been there since about 2001. And these are provisions that basically would tax or fine and penalize somebody for not reporting the money that they have in accounts that are in foreign countries. So these folks who get their U.S. citizenship and are citizens of another country, if they have a home bank account, then they have to report that on their taxes and be taxed upon it by the United States, or they get fined and penalized. And there are people who have been fined tens of thousands of dollars for this. That's some of those people are the ones renouncing their citizenship in the United States. Others are multimillionaires and billionaires who just don't like the tax structure anymore and want to go somewhere else. Well, Chuck Schumer has announced the Expatriate, which this is the acronym, what it means. Expatriation Prevention by abolishing tax-related incentives for offshore tenancy. Leave it to your federal congresspeople to figure out a cutesy acronym for a title of a bill that would put you to sleep before you got to the end of it.
If you'll recall, the USA Patriot Act actually has a very long, drawn-out meaning behind each letter of that word. It's how come you always capitalize that? I said, because it's really an acronym.
Right.
It stands for a whole big, long name for the act. Why am I not surprised? I'm going to put it to you bluntly, Barry. Chuck Schumer has never been noted as a deep, logical thinker.
No, he has not.
And what's to stop somebody from renouncing, you know, having their money already offshore, renouncing their citizenship, and then thumbing their nose at the United States of America when they say, oh, I'm no longer a citizen. Well, then they apply the surtax. You've got a problem here in that if you attempt to apply that tax after they've renounced, it suddenly has become an ex post facto law.
Ah, you see, there we go. Now we're getting back to the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, and we're showing you that Chucky Schumer obviously hasn't ever read it, even though he was one of the members who walked up in the well and read parts of it out loud during the opening of this session of the United States Congress. Obviously, he wasn't paying any attention to what he read or what anybody else was saying because he was too busy figuring out how to get in front of the camera. So, yes, Chuck, I do believe you're right. What this does is it sets up an ex post facto law, which Congress is prohibited by the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, from putting into law. They can't do this. But, you know, what happened is Chuckie Schumer's putting this out here, and very few people are paying any attention to it. And that's our big problem, Charles. I think a lot of people, and I know, ladies and gentlemen, we can't keep up with everything Congress does because they're introducing bills faster than McDonald's is selling hamburgers sometimes. But the situation,
over 5 billion served.
Oh, yeah, and we got almost 5 billion lines of bad law out there that our Congress people are putting in place. But this one's a no-brainer. If this was in response to Saber, now what's happening, they expected that he might reap up to $4 billion from this initial public offering, which we now know wouldn't happen because it kind of tanked on its face. But he is going to move to Singapore. Singapore doesn't have a capital gains tax. So as a resident he was given up his citizenship as a new citizen of Singapore, he wouldn't have to pay capital gains on the money he's making. But under Schumer's bill, even though he is a citizen now of Singapore and no longer a U.S. citizen, well, if you make any money here, 30% off the top, capital gains tax. You're right, Chuck. It's an ex post facto law.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Barry, what always happens when the discussion gets rolling?
We're out of time.
We're out of time. So, join us tomorrow. I think we're going to do another Camp American week tomorrow.
Yeah, we should.
And I don't know for sure. Last week, we were preceded by a reading of the United States Constitution, which actually I listened to. It was very well done. They did not finish, so I don't know exactly what's in store for now, whether they're going to read it again or what, but please tune in early if you're going to tune in tomorrow to WLRY and listen to our show, and listen to the United States Constitution read out loud, I think, again. I'm not sure. They don't tell us. But join us tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.